Blog Talk Radio.
A long way to go.
A long way to go. A long way to go.
That's music from Midnight Star from 1986 from the Headlines album. That is called Engine Number 9, starting it off a little fresh, just starting off right. Good Monday evening to you. Hope you guys had a great start of the week, and hopefully I can carry that beautiful feeling that you have starting this week into the week. This is the beginning of the week. Of course, it is Monday, and it is time for another edition of Old School Monday with your host, Don Fleming. Hopefully we'll get Wardell on in a short moment. Hopefully he's probably cooking right now. He's doing what he does with the cows and horses and chickens and stuff. He's got a farm is what I'm trying to say. Again, good evening to you. I do this every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. So, guys, make sure you tune in every Monday. Every Monday for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming with you. I got music from Michael Cooper on the way. I got some Kashif on the way. And I got some beautiful Layla Hathaway on the way. So, guys, tune in. I hope everyone had a great weekend. Again, this is the start of the week. No matter how you're feeling, hopefully I'll be that conduit into how you feel for the rest of the week, because that's what I do. It's, if you have a case of the Mondays, you listen to this show, and hopefully everything will be fine. I mean, I'm not a miracle worker or anything. I'm just saying. So, but it's all good. You guys could go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page, tell a friend to like the page, check out some of the archive shows. Tell me what you think, whether it's Old School Monday or This Is It or Celebrating the Legacy of Solar every Friday, or you just want to just have a great way to just sit back and enjoy and listen to me live. And tell a friend, again, if they like the page, tell a friend to like the page and the friend's friend to like the page. You know how it goes. You can go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpottsjr.com. If you want to contribute to the show, donate to the show, we really appreciate that. Or you can get some good, cool merchandise, Solar Records Radio merchandise, hats, caps, T-shirts, mugs. And, of course, in the pandemic, we're still going through the COVID thing, so we still have masks available. So make sure whatever you order, thank you so much for supporting the show. If you want to donate, also you can go to the dollar sign, you can go to the Cash App, I'm sorry, dollar sign, Solar Records Radio, all one big word. Let's go ahead and get this show started off right, man. I want to take you back, give you a classic from the lovely Miss Shannon. At the time, she was like, if I'm not mistaken, she was like 18 years old, 18 or 19 years old. Let's take you back to 1983 and give you a classic. Of course, you guys hear it in the background. This is called Let the Music Play. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
But now he's with somebody. My
You're listening to Solar Records Radio from 1987. That was music from Chico DeBarge. Yes, that is After Hours. Before that, from the It's Going Down album from 1994, Mr. Ralph Tresvant. Of course, When I Need Somebody. Beautiful song, of course, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And, of course, I want to remind everybody, New Edition is back. All six of them, they're doing the what you call for the culture tour. If I'm not mistaken, who's on that is, if I'm not mistaken, is the Gap Band, Charlie Wilson, and I think Jodeci is on that tour. So check it out, the city near you guys. Of course, it is called For the Culture Tour. And from what I'm hearing, they have a residency in Las Vegas. So it is all good. I am so glad those brothers pretty much kind of got rid of their differences, or at least decided to work together when it came to the greater good, you know, the fans. So, of course, we started off the block from 1983, the lovely Miss Shannon. Of course, she is still just amazingly beautiful. Let the Music Play, a great dance track. Were they in the top five, if I'm not mistaken? I don't know if it was two or one. I have to kind of go back and look at it, but it was very popular. I remember it. Remember it like it was yesterday. Used to dance to it. Great song at the time. Again, she was like 18, 19 years old and just amazing talent. And the fact that Unsung, I don't know if you guys have TV One or watch Unsung, they did a story on Shannon. And again, man, she was just amazing. Everyone might have called her like this one-hit wonder, but she had a lot of great dance hits, and she was pretty much known as like this dance diva of the mid to late 80s, and of course went under the radar, and of course she's still out there touring. So shout out to Shannon, and if you guys get a chance to see her, tell her I said hello. I'm corny. We got an hour, 30 more minutes left of the show. We got plenty of time to jam with you. Of course, I do this every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, 90s. Let's go ahead and keep this going. Stay with 1987. This is music from Mr. Freddie Jackson. The name of the song is called Jam the Night. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Don't you wanna jam tonight? There's a new woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. Ooh.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
You must be a special lady.
So are you singing first or second?
No, Harry, I'm singing second, man.
And a very exciting girl.
I'll bring that bass out, man.
Hey, man, I'll bring it out a little bit more.
You gotta be a special lady.
Get down on some honky, come on.
Cause you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world.
Somehow I knew it would be you. To change my gray skies to blue. And it was strange when you called my name. Ever since that day I haven't been the same. Ooh, before I met you my sun didn't want to shine.
Thank you.
a special lady. And a very exciting girl.
Oh girl, oh girl.
You gotta be a special lady. Cause you got me.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Old School Monday. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Of course, from 1979, early 1980s music from Ray Goodman and Brown. Of course, that's a song we, you know, Wardell talked about a couple of weeks ago. We had talked about like certain songs that I remember as a child, and this was one of them. Ray Goodman and Brown, formerly of The Moments. They were called The Moments, straight out of Philadelphia, a little Philly soul right there. From late 1979, early 1980, of course, I love the end where they're like harmonizing and you hear them talking and get down, Billy Brown, and I can't get that low. But I love it, love it, love it. It's just a memorable song. Of course, before that, from 1973, music from the Four Tops. Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. And, of course, started off the block, 1987 classic, of course, Jam Tonight. For those who also, that song was a cover song, actually a remake, I think from a 4 years earlier. Howard Johnson, remember Howard Johnson, of course, so fine, blowing my mind. He did that song first. And that was called the Jam Song. You know, if you get a chance to check out the Jam Song from Howard Johnson and Jam Tonight by Freddie Jackson, same song. It's the same song. So it is all good, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you can't catch me live, you can check out the playback and let me know what you think. Of course, go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page, tell a friend to like the page, and so on and so forth. And just give me all your great feedback, positive and negative, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I gotta say something, man. I got kicked off Twitter. I actually got kicked off Twitter, and I wasn't being mean. I was quoting someone else, but I got permanently suspended from Twitter. I'm telling, and again, I was just, you know, somebody said something to me. I said something back to them, but it was a quote from someone else. Actually, it was a quote from my grandfather. But it wasn't like malintent or like any cuss words or anything like that. Or, you know, I didn't call anybody, you know, like any type of slur or anything like that. I guess they took it as mean-spirited. And trust me, I've seen worse, but I got suspended. Somebody reported me. I got permanently suspended. So officially, I'm not on Twitter anymore. And to try to get a new account, you have to get like a new phone number. And you know, I'm like, man, they're just doing too much. Every now and then I go on Twitter just to do a Twitter search and see what's trending. But, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, you went for the appeal, and I don't know if it's like a robot or that's responding to your appeal. And it's pretty uniform. They pretty much say the same thing. Yeah, your standards, it didn't meet the community standards or whatever it says. But I'm kind of weaning myself from social media. I'm not on Instagram at all. You know, a lot of people are on Instagram now. I'm still on Facebook. You know, I was on Twitter. I don't have an Instagram. I have a LinkedIn, but that's pretty much where it stops with me. And you know, I'm trying to wean myself off of social media because I don't want it to feel like it's consuming me. But you know, because every now and then, you know, you learn some things. You know, you learn some factions of history from Twitter. And again, I don't go to Twitter as the all to source. But when you have like-minded progressive people that are on, and I follow a lot of historians. I follow, you know, Pulitzer Prize winners and Pulitzer Prize recipients, things like that. And what's so crazy, a couple of them follow me back, or they followed me back. So, you know, I've built somewhat of a following, but unfortunately, you know, I got suspended permanently. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm not, you know, I don't have another phone number to give another account to. So, you know, too bad, so sad, I guess. So, but yeah, guys, just don't let it consume you. I guess the point I'm trying to make, don't let social media consume you. Get out there, get some vitamin D, get some sun, you know, and you know, don't be too glued to the computer or to your phone, and you know, because it's almost like this third arm, you know, it's like this codependency, and just don't do that to yourselves. Easy for me to say, right? But anyway, you guys want to hear some music. Let's keep this music going, man. I am a big fan of this brother. Got a chance to talk to him on my radio show a few years back, and he was just an amazing, amazing brother. Hopefully we can get him back on Soul Out Records Radio one day. But, of course, I want to take you guys back to 1989. This is music from, of course, formerly of Confunction. Actually, he's still with Confunction. He did his solo thing. Of course, this is the great Michael Cooper. It's called Over and Over. Guys, keep it locked right here to Soul Art Records Radio.
My love is for real, so good I'm gonna make it. Baby, I'm ready.
from the summer of 1991. I remember that song just like yesterday. From of course, that was music from LaVert, Baby I'm Ready. Of course, before that, from 1994, the lovely Miss Janet Jackson, the remix, actually the R. Kelly remix to Anytime, Anyplace. Of course, started off the block from 1989, music from Michael Cooper, of course, of Confunction, had his solo album going on, beautiful song called Over and Over. And, of course, we got right under an hour left, and I have my partner here. I don't know what he's doing in the background, but I got him here, and he's here, guys. Wardell, what's going on, brother?
Hey, I mean, dude, you vibing tonight, dude. I love it. I love it. The love zone, full
Oh man, I'm trying, man. You know, had to give you some '90s stuff and got some '80s stuff, and I got some '70s stuff too. So.
Yeah.
I'm trying, man. You know, I'm having a problem uploading the songs or putting the songs on the page on the comment part of the page. For some reason, it's not updating. That means I probably have to reboot my whole phone. But I'm scared that it'll jump me out of the host spot. So I'm just
going to
go ahead and probably wait till after the show. But what's going on, man? How was your weekend?
Oh, let's see. Let me just remember what happened. the weekend was good. I just did my shows as normal and take care of my animals and really didn't do anything special. But I was really focused on this crazy war and just got really emotional in my show yesterday, my praise show. Didn't know that was going to happen either, but. You know, when I saw babies, brand new, newborn babies being, hiding, they were hiding the newborn babies from the bombs over there. It just destroyed me, you know, as a human being. Like, what are we doing? Like, what, you know, you can't, you know, how do you allow somebody to tell you to do something that you know is wrong? And so... You know, I was just praying for those soldiers on both sides, you know, that they recognize, you know, what they're dealing with, and that's the devil, you know, because, you know, and so, you know, and I found out today that these soldiers didn't even know that they were in war. They thought they were still in training. Mm-hmm. They were told to go and do certain things, and when they found out it was the actual war, the young man that was talking to his mom going back and forth because she was trying to send him some stuff. And he says, no, that's not what's happening, Mom. And we just found out that we are killing these people over here. We're not helping them at all. We're killing them, Mom. But anyway, this young man that was a Russian soldier that this was happening with, he was writing this stuff back and forth to his mom, and come to find out, he died shortly after that. It's rough, man. And so, you know, the devil's busy, and I'm just sad. I'm very sad about it, and I just hope this thing comes to an end and people recognize that this is I'm talking about the people that are actually doing what they're told to do by someone that is not well. I hope they recognize that it's the wrong thing to do, and they fight back. Like the country is fighting back. Over 50% of the people are fighting back. There's a whole thing of mothers fighting for their sons that are at war. Like, we don't want our sons at war. We don't want to fight the country that have our loved ones in it. You're killing our loved ones in this. You know, over in Ukraine, please, and so they're fighting back, and so we'll see what happens. Hopefully, it'll come to an end soon.
Yeah,
so
my heart goes out to them. Oh man, thinking about that, and I got some disturbing news, and a lot of mainstream media isn't covering it. I'm not gonna say that I'm losing any type of empathy because I sympathize to all of the people that are suffering and whatnot, but I'm getting stories that the officials in the Ukraine, there's a lot of African students who are in the Ukraine, either they're going to grad school or whatever, and they're being denied, a lot of them are being denied or pushed to the side to make it over to Poland. So if you guys are doing that, y'all need to stop, you know, because at the same time, you know, it's hard to sympathize with those people. And I know that a lot of those people are sympathetic. A lot of Ukrainians are sympathetic to that. But a lot of the officials, what they're doing, they're keeping a lot of those African students from those trains, or at least pushing them to the side, you know. And again, you know, it's hard to try to, you know, feel bad when they're doing things like that, you know. But again, I still sympathize with, you know, the war that's going on. But if you guys are doing that to a lot of those African immigrants over there, then, you know, it's hard to give that full support to what they're doing. So, again, I want you guys to be sympathetic to the situation, be sympathetic to the war. We don't need another war, don't need Putin invading the Ukraine. But if the Ukraine is doing those things, they're already being, you know, it's already going to be at the precipice of being war-torn. But what they're doing, that's a little too much. That's a little to the extreme. And, again, it's going to be hard to give them my full support if they're doing that.
Well, the truth of the matter is that we don't know the full details behind it. So what's happening is that if you're an immigrant and you have migrated to that country, then you have basically made that your country. And so they're saying that we need people, men from 18 to, I think, 40 or 50 to not leave the country. We need you to stand here and fight. So they're letting the women and the babies go. So if you fit in that age range and you have migrated to the country and that country has been taking care of you, then you have a responsibility to the country. You can't just up and leave now that because there's a problem. If you migrated there, then you need to, you know, that's your country now. And you need to fight and be there for them. Now, if you're someone that just went there, you know, just for the education, just for school, but that's not your country, then that's different. So you have, but this is the problem. The problem is that it's so much confusion going on that, you know, people are running for their life. They're just trying to get out of there. And this thing is just, it's just a mess. So really, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, we have to, like, just be mindful of, you know, the stress on the whole system there. You know, that nothing's going to work the way it's supposed to work when the whole system is under this much stress. When people, even the people that are working in those offices to make sure that people should be able to leave the country are leaving the country. They're not there to do that. They're not there to make sure the paperwork is correct. So, you know, see, I'm saying it's all a confusion. So let's just pray that the confusion will subside and the country can be stabilized. And once the company is stabilized, then, you know, then those people that really want to leave should be able to leave, you know. But we have to, we got to get past right now. The people are devastated. They're running for their lives. They're not trying to. And so right now what you're seeing is just a mass holding of men that could stay there and help them to, you know, fight for their country. That's what you're doing. Yeah, it's.
I'm with you on that. I'm just saying that, you know, out of all of that confusion that's going on, the last thing you wanted, where people are trying to seek refuge into Poland, to go into Poland and all of these other countries, but mostly Poland, you can't go say, oh, this is first come, first serve to the white Ukrainians only. you know, we're going to push these black immigrants aside and bring it, you know. But again, I don't want to give out any disinformation. I don't want to give any misinformation on that, because I'm seeing these stories all on MSNBC and BNC, and I'm getting a couple of anecdotes and videos on Twitter. So again, as a whole, you pray, you sympathize to an extent, but again, if those stories are true, I'm not, I get what you're saying, but I want all people that's trying to seek refuge, or those that want to stay, do what you need to do. But at the same time, if those are still those that are trying to seek refuge, you should not turn it into a police state to where, oh, we're going to push these people back and bring these people forward to get them in the polling. So again, I just want there to be, you know, fairness all across the board, even in that moment of suffering, in that moment of being almost war-torn, you still found a way to discriminate. You said they're not doing it. I see other stories that say otherwise. But again, not to the people, but to the officials there, to the police there, or any type of government officials that's doing that, they need to stop. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Well, that's not saying that they're doing it. What I'm saying is that there's a ball of confusion, and I don't want to blame somebody for something that we don't have the facts behind. Like you said, that's the key word. If you are, you shouldn't be doing that. That would be wrong. But we have to also give grace to the fact that there's so much confusion, and the people are just and devastated, and they're running for their lives, bro. You know, so cool things going on there. But but that small little word "if" is a powerful word, and you know, if you are doing something like that, stop. But at the same time, we don't know for sure, so you can't. You know, I want to support them as much as possible because I see what's happening to the country from what I get to see, just like you see what you see and I see what I see. And I'm praying that, you know, that they're not doing what you said they're doing. I'm praying that that's not the case, because all people are equal. And so you don't treat people like that based on their skin color.
No, not at all. Not at all. I agree with you 100%. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm choking a little bit. But blacks have been through enough of that kind of discrimination, and you know, we just don't want to tolerate no more of it, because we have to deal with it no matter what country we're in, and that's disgusting that we have to deal with it. You know, so
yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
Getting back to you were playing some great love songs. So you know, we're talking about. I'm sorry I brought up the war, but
no. Again, it's just one of those things. I don't want to spread misinformation or anything. This is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing some of the news outlets saying what's going on. But again, I hope they're not doing this as a whole. My prayers are still with them, but again, my support.
Amen.
You know, it's I'm side eyed the situation right now. But again, in the holistic viewpoint of this, then you know, my prayers are still with them. But I got to give them a side eye. But anyway, transitioning. Let's transition over because you talked about the music last week. I remember you asking me, I don't know if it was a couple of weeks ago, it was probably last week, you had asked me, like, as a child, what was, like, the first songs that I remember growing up or as a child. And I had mentioned, I had played Special Lady by Ray Goodman and Brown, of course, formerly of the Moments, give you a little Philly soul there. I played it earlier in the show. And I wanted to go ahead and play. I wanted to start off this block with a song that I grew up listening to. We talked about it. I was a big Stax fan growing up. And every album, every record that I saw with the finger snap, it was a picture of the finger snap, and that was Stax. That was what was considered Stax music. And one of the songs I remember, I was a big Bar Kays fan as a kid. It was just something about him, and I got a chance to see James Alexander, and I got a chance to see, if I'm not mistaken, James Alexander was the bassist for the original Bar Kays. Now, sad to say, of course, you guys remember, he was the surviving member of the original Bar Kays. Actually, he was on a bus to Cleveland, was it Wisconsin? It was something. It was basically they perished in a plane crash in 1967 with Otis Redding. James Alexander was not on that plane. Now, Ben Colley, the trumpet player, was on that plane. He survived. He died a few years ago. He was a trumpet player for the original Bar Kays. And what had happened, of course, James Alexander went on and formed this whole group around him called the Bar Kays that made a lot of this great funk music. And one of the funkiest songs. Man, what are you doing over there?
Sorry.
I was just lost my train of thought. No, one of the funkiest songs that they did was Holy Ghost. And I was just a big fan of James Alexander and just this whole group that he basically reinvented the Bar Kays, of course, after the tragedy in 67. They became like this amazing funk band. And well, let me ask you this. What do you remember about the Bar Kays?
Well, as I unmute my microphone now, they were just a funky group. I remember them being a band, and I remember them being out around the same time. The Commodores was out as well, and
mm-hmm.
it seemed mm-hmm. like to me that they were going back and forth. I used to get them confused between the Commodores and so it was it was a good time, but they had a lot of funky stuff out.
Man, I was just, you know, Freak Show on the Dance Floor. I mean, Move Your Boogie Body. I mean, just a lot of just great music. And again, right down the road in Memphis, Tennessee, you know, that's where Stax, you know, that's where Stax pretty much, you know, was formed. And I get a chance to go, you know, I go to Memphis there, you know, pretty often. It's about an hour and a half away. And every time a chance I get, I go by the Stax Museum. I don't know if it's open now because of COVID, but every chance I get a chance to go, I'll go by Sun Studios or I'll go by Stax. And Stax was just an amazing lineup of artists and just great music. And guys, we've talked a long time, but again, we talk about the things that concern us. We talk about music, don't get me wrong, but we definitely talk about the things that concern us at the same time. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, Wardell. There was nothing wrong with what you said. Again, it gives us, you know, I try not to be one-dimensional. I, you know, it's like play the music and then shut up. No, this is what we do at Solar Records Radio. It's about the music. It's about keeping the legacy and the artist legacy going. But every now and then, you know, at the end of the day, we're black men living in this world, dealing with some of the things that are around us, and it's okay to care about that. You know, it's okay to have compassion for your fellow man or your fellow woman. So that was totally okay, man. And I invite that all the time on the show.
What about my kitchen noise? I'm sorry, we have a kitchen in the studio, and I just finished giving a lesson, and I came into the show, and I'm sorry for the noise in the kitchen, but I now know that I have to mute my microphone when I'm when I'm moving around while we're talking, so I apologize. But this is great. It's because it shows that we're real people, that we're not just trying to do – we're just trying to do life here at Solar Records Radio. And sometimes we you know, a lot of people don't like listening to the news anymore because the news can be so controlling. And it causes you to get depressed because it gets – whatever it gets on, it stays on. And it just – they forget about everything else that's happening in the world. So people just kind of like, I don't want to deal with that. So it's nice to be able to update people a little bit, as we did, just a little bit about what's going on. But, you know, it's also a wonderful thing to the music that you're playing that kind of keeps us, you know, settled, you know, and away from all of the negative press that's out there, which is on every other channel. So it's just crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, man, it's all good. Let's go ahead and get back to some music. As I mentioned, it's only fair to take you back to the year 1978. This is music by the Barqués. The name of the song is called Holy Ghost. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. are listening to Solar Records Radio, Old School Monday. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. hanging out. Of course, that's from 1978, music from Ashford and Simpson. I love that. It's called It Seems to Hang On. For that, from 1983, music from Kashif, Lover Turned Me On, I Just Gotta Have You. And of course, started to block off 1978, music from the Barqués, Holy Ghost, classic Stax funk right there. We've got about another 23 minutes left, a little bit, you know, we got a little bit over the hump. We're almost done. But thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. So what do we learn? You know, and in the last segment, you know, Wardell and I talked about, of course, the war in Ukraine and things like that. Again, I want peace. I don't want war. But like I said, you gotta, if they're doing what they're doing over there, you gotta side eye. You got to side eye the situation over there. And again, give them the support. But again, give them the side eye if that's true. That's all I'm saying. That is all I'm saying. But guys, again, check us out again every Monday. 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Wardell and I, of course, he is relaxing. Hopefully he'll come back and say our goodbyes and stuff. So it's all good. I told him, hey, man, make your sandwich, you know, rub Gayla's feet or whatever, and then come on back if you got time. It is all good. Well, anyway, let's go ahead and get back into some music, man. I'm a big fan of her dad. I'm a big fan of her. I want to take you guys back to 1990 to her solo debut album. Of course, it was a cover. It was a remake 5 years earlier, a young lady out of the UK by Jackie Graham. She did the song first. Of course, this is Layla Hathaway's version. Name of the song is called Heaven Knows. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I'm not ashamed to tell you. but your faith was as sure as the stars. Now you're free, and the world has come to see just how proud and beautiful you are.
Higher,
You're listening to Solo Records Radio, Old School Monday. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, wrapping it up with a little Jonathan Butler from 1989. Of course, that is Sarah. And, of course, before that, Denise Williams' classic from the Let's Hear It for the Boy album, 1984, Black Butterfly. Song had a – she talked about, like, the slave ships and the meaning of all of this cargo being brought over to the new world. And, you know, we were just something special, just black, beautiful black people in bondage, of course, on those ships. But yes, Black Butterfly, very positive song. I got a little teary-eyed listening to that song, man. Every time I hear it, you know, water, you know, like you're cutting onions a little bit, but that's a beautiful song by Miss Denise Williams. Got to have her back on the show. Enjoyed her energy last time we talked, and I know Wardell enjoyed it, so you guys get a chance to check out the playback on that. But she was amazing. And, of course, started off the block, the lovely Miss Layla Hathaway from her debut album and debut single, a 21-year-old Layla Hathaway from 1990, Heaven Knows. As I mentioned before, that song was a remake. That was her version. 5 years earlier, in 1985, a lady by the name of Jackie Graham did her version of Heaven Knows. Both versions are amazing. I love both of them. I can't really just pick, but I always kind of go back to the original. But as far as just the mainstream success of it, here in the States, I'm sure Jackie Graham got a lot of love in the UK, but it was about Layla, you know. Anyway, got about another 5 minutes left. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me for 2 hours of funk, soul, and R&B. Yeah. Tune in tomorrow from 3 to 4 p.m. Of course, this is it. Of course, with Phoenix and Wardell. You never know. I might call and add my 2 cents. And then, of course, from 4 to 5, mixing it up, playing a plethora of different genres of music for the last hour with myself and Wardell. So make sure you guys tune in. Actually, 3 to 4, this is it. And then from 4 to 5, mixing it up. So I hope you guys had a great Monday. I hope I was able to get you soothed and kind of smooth you into Tuesday, and hopefully then to Wednesday, and hopefully your week will go great by Friday, and we celebrate the legacy of Solar Records from 3 to 5 p.m. So make sure you tune in Friday. I'm jumping way ahead. So we got to talk about Wednesday, of course, playing a little bit of indie jazz Wednesday from 3 to 5. And, of course, you have not one, not two, but 3 shows on Thursday. You got Throwback Thursday with Wardell and myself from 3 to 5. You have me and Wardell. I'm leading 8 to 10. And, of course, we have an archive show from the late, great Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. On Thursday. And let me get him in here. Wardell, you are back, brother. Just in time to say your goodbyes, brother.
Yeah, goodbye, everyone. Man, my horses were kicking down my gate. I had to go out there and stop them.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's a coyote out here. Oh, man.
What?
Yeah, they horses.
Oh, my goodness. Well, man, I let everybody know tomorrow. I let everybody know tomorrow. You got Phoenix. Do you have a topic for tomorrow?
Yes. Let me see what the topic is. Tomorrow. It won't be me singing, that's for sure.
I'm not going to touch that.
Hello? Are you still there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
It's trying to load up, but it has. Oh Lord, just go to another place because that one's taking too long to load up. But yeah, we do have a topic. I'm sorry, I apologize, everyone. The topic for tomorrow is right here. I can't see it yet. It's too little. Topic? Come on. Oh, forget it. I can't see it. It's on the page.
It's all good.
Yeah, just tune in.
It's all good. Just tune in tomorrow. And make sure you guys check out Phoenix and Wardell. And, you know, like I said, I might check
and
in
John,
tomorrow.
And John.
Throw in my 2 cents, you know. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Okay.
Wardell Pop,
here's the topic.
John Fleming. We
the
got.
Topic?
Oh, you got the topic back now. Oh, thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I got it now. How do you know when there is respect in your relationship? Wow. How do you know that? If you don't know that, you got a problem. How do you know? So, yeah, Don's going to have to
answer that. Oh. Well, hey, you guys go ahead and tune in tomorrow. We're going to go ahead and close it out. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. This is music from the Manhattans. Wardell, you have a great Monday night. Well, all you guys all right. have a great Monday night. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Girl, I can't believe the love you're giving me. Took me by surprise, for your love has no disguise. And you turn my head around. You blow my mind with a love that makes me feel so good.
About your loving girl, it's crazy.